That's awesome.
How are things different for you this week than they were last week?
Things are pretty much the same. Come out with the same concept, you know, trying to get better each and every day. Not take any snaps for granted. Put your best foot forward each and every day and treat every snap like it's your last. That's my mentality.
How much difference does it make whether you start or you back up and come in? You're the second quarterback in this game.
You know, I'm just coming to play. You know, I'm coming to have fun. I'm coming to lead the team, regardless of who I'm out there with. I'm coming out to try to be the best that I can be. And, you know, that's all you can do in this situation, you know, of this caliber. And, you know, it's not a bad thing at all. You know, we all here to play football. We all here to try to be the best that we can be and as consistent as we can be. And, you know, these games will, you know, bring something out of you.
You would like to play against the number one, though, wouldn't you? I don't know how much Nick's going to play and you're going
to
play.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great to play with the ones, but... Hey, I got to deal with the situation that I'm dealt with, and you know, I'm going to prepare and put myself in the best situation possible to try to succeed, and not only myself, but the guys around me. So, you know, I got to take care of them and got to show that I have confidence in them, and I do.
How much will this game make or break either of you?
I think we just have to go out there and play, try to perform. You know, it's not about, you know, worrying about, you know, what your placement is going to be after this game. I think if you try to you know, do that, then things are not, you know, not going to flow for you. You got to let it happen naturally, and whatever's going to happen is going to happen. It's all in God's plan.
Mike, Clay Harper's getting some work in receiver. I don't know if you had an opportunity to throw to him at all today or yesterday.
Yeah, I have. It's been different. It's a sudden change for Clay, abrupt, but he'll make the most of it. We just got to, you know, teach him how to play the receiver position, which is not easy. You know, it's almost like starting all over within the playbook, but I think he'll do a great job as time goes on.
It's probably going to be the next two games which is going to decide who the starter is. Do you worry about yourself trying to do too much, to show too much, because you know that the time's limited in the game?
Well, I think my resume speaks for itself. I think I just got to continue to work on the little things. You know, I've been playing the game for a long time, and, you know, we all have, you know, our own opinions about preseason, but, you know, I'm taking it serious, you know, as of right now. And, you know, I'm not worried about, you know, the playing time or what's going to happen. I'm worried about the snaps that I get when I'm in.
Mike, are you expecting a faster pace when you're in there this week? When you were in there on Friday, the tempo was slower than it was later on, and it seemed by design that way.
Yeah, we slowed it down a little bit, but it's good to have the ability to do that whenever you need to at your discretion. But who knows? We don't know what the game plan is or what coach is going to want. You know, when you say tempo it up, we tempo it up. Slow it down, we slow it down.
Mike, on plays when you have a run pass option, what are you looking for out of the defense before making your decision on what to do?
I'm sorry, but I can't enlighten you on how I get through the progression of that. But if it's an opportunity to hand it off, I hand it off. If it's an opportunity to throw it, I would. But, you know, you just got to be smart in situations like that. I mean, the run game, you know, it's not that complicated, but it can be. And you just got to key the right defender and make sure that you put yourself in a position to make the play at all times.
Does the offense seem like there might be more than just one favorable opportunity for the quarterback, and then therefore you kind of have to choose?
We got options. I mean, it's a lot of options. There's a lot of things that we can do to make this offense work and make it go. I think you just have to be in tune with what's going on and understand, you know, the reasons why the play is being called. You do that, you get a jump, and you're ahead of the curve.
Mike, there are more route options for the receivers in this offense than there were in Andy's. How does that impact on you as a quarterback and your need to be the communication level with your receivers?
I think you just got to play the game. You know, you got to play the game the best that you can, and you know, it's guys, you know, different concepts. You know, they're going to different places. And you just got to make sure you see them. Make sure you got to know what defenders are around them and how to get the ball to them. And ball placement is very important. And I honestly hope I answered your question.
I think Belichick said that. I think Belichick said that throw was the touchdown throw was as good as a ball can be thrown. But throughout camp, you feel that your passes have consistently been and how you on them in terms of placement?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get better, you know, even at the age of 33 and being in the league 12 years, you know, trying to get better with my accuracy, trying to be better with my ball placement and, you know, just trying to be a better quarterback. I mean, I appreciate, you know, the opportunity to come out here every day. I appreciate the game of football. You know, I'm thankful for the talents that I have and most importantly, you know, the teammates that I have, you know, who give me an opportunity to thrive in certain situations. So, you know, I'm very humble just to be playing the game, man. And you know, I take it serious and, you know, I know I'm still a work in progress and I'm going to keep working.